1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
A week later, picking up the pieces, President Bush today was talking to people who survived the wildfires of Southern California. He was in San Diego. It's been a week or so. People are sifting through the debris. We have on the line a man whose home was in the Carter Ranch area of Devine. Mr. Vernon Dozier, how are you, sir?
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Dozier, you lived in the Santa Clarita Valley, but you commute to South Pasadena?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I'm a varsity football coach as well as a mathematics teacher at Del Mar Academy.
How's it been going?
Well, it's been rough. We had a 2,900-square-foot home. My wife and I, we moved into 2 years ago, and the fire took it last week.
You were described to me as being a little bitter by this experience, right? We often hear of people saying they're bucking up and they're carrying on. Do you feel that way?
I mean, we are bucking up and carrying on. We've got some neighbors here who have pushed it a little bit with us, and the reason why I say that is... not all the homes in our neighborhood were taken. In fact, there were four. Mine was one of four on our street. When there were some, probably on our street, we got about 11 homes. Four of them were taken on our street, and only one other. So there were only five homes taken in the whole subdivision. And I'm out there last weekend. We're digging through the debris, and my neighbor from across the street comes over with, this woman comes over with, her name's Diane Hobart. She brought over coffee and orange juice and some banana bread. And she's got this puppy dog look on her face. And boy, I said to myself, man, she is really asking for it, you know.
What happened? This incident took place. She came over to you while you and your wife were sweeping up?
That is correct.
Well, what did she do to provoke you?
Well, first of all, this is a family across the street. We have a Christmas tree decoration competition every year. You're supposed to use homemade decorations. They lie, and they have lied continuously, and they are liars. They don't use homemade. They buy their stuff, I think, at Home Depot. And then they win. So now they're liars. They win. Their home is still standing, and mine's burned to the ground. So my wife and I, we never miss a Sunday at church. She and her husband are known to be kind of wild. They have a lot of parties. And which home burns down? My home does. So, you know, when we saw her coming across the street with a tray full of coffee and orange juice, mister...
What did you do?
I took the tray. First of all, I said to her, I said, you got a lot of nerve. And I took the tray with the coffee and the orange juice, and I walked it back across the street to her home, and I threw it into one of her garbage cans.
All right, so you were angry. This woman came over. Do you think she was doing this to show you up? The lady came over. There were a lot of reports of people with...
No, Mr. Henry, please understand something. My home burned to the ground. Everything I had was lost. I go to church. I coach young people. I take a...
So you were angry with her and her husband because they survived and you didn't?
I'm angry because all of these... No, I don't care. But what you shouldn't do is after a man's home burns straight to the ground, or after a man's home is taken in a hurricane, or after a man's home is taken in a tornado, or after a man's home is taken in a blizzard, you never, ever come over to their house with coffee and orange juice. And while you're standing there, you know, sweeping your driveway off, and I'm going through ash and perhaps the ashes of my dog who died. We had a beautiful collie. And she's coming over to my house that burned down and trying to score points with, you know, brownie points with Jesus H. Christ himself by bringing me coffee. These people are not going to pave their road to heaven with me in my house. I am not going to be a part of the pavement of their road to heaven. And my house isn't, and the ashes of my dead dog won't be either.
Look, there have been a lot of people, though, Mr. Dozier. The shelters, the American Red Cross, the United Way, the churches, a lot of people helping out. Are you saying they help out because they're just trying to score brownie points with God?
I don't know. The American Red Cross, United Way, and all of them, you know, if they want to go into business... to make themselves feel superior to the rest of us that got burned out and run out. And these neighbors, I had a guy come over the other day and he says, Mr. Dozier, if you want, you can borrow one of my larger trash barrels. for all that burned garbage. See, so he's coming over, and he's trying to score his brownie points with Jesus H. Christ. And I told him, I said, please understand what I'm about to say to you. Get away from me and take your trash barrel and shove it.
All right, so the anger issue, right?
Mr. Henry, these bastards are all proud that their houses are still standing. They want to feel superior by coming over, walking through the ashes of my dream with their GD trash barrels and their coffee.
All right, Vernon Dozier with us, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. For those of you out there who come over with coffee and orange juice and banana bread, and you know, you think you're being neighborly, Mr. Dozier is saying really what you're doing is, quote, you're asking for it. You're asking for it, end quote. I don't mean to laugh, sir, but it's such a bizarre, in my opinion, a bizarre sentiment to have.
Have you ever had a home burned down, sir?
No, sir, I have not.
All right, well, then I would suggest that you go through that experience before you judge me, because the last thing you want to see when your home is burnt to the ground and everything you ever dreamed of is there, blackened and turned completely into carbon, an animal that you loved very much, mementos that you loved, photographs that you loved, and across the street, here's the guy, here's someone's house that's still standing, and he's watering his lawn. And he's picking his ass, and he's...
Please watch your language, sir.
I'm sorry. But, you know, he's watering his lawn, and then he sends his wife over so they can score brownie points with Jesus Christ. Hey, here's some coffee, here's some donuts. Just get away from me. Just please, just get away from me. Don't even make eye contact with me. Get away.
What are you angry about? I don't understand.
What am I angry about?
What are you angry... I mean, in other words, they bring over coffee, they bring...
Because they got a house that's still standing, and I'm standing in the ashes of my dream. I'm a churchgoer. I work with children. I didn't lie like they are liars on the decorations, the Christmas tree decorations.
Well, did you have Christmas tree decorations so you could score brownie points with Jesus?
No, no, sir. No, I do not. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I really don't.
I mean, are you saying you've given up your belief in God, or...
No, I haven't given up my belief in God, no, I haven't. I don't give a sweet Jesus Christ. I don't care whether there's a God or not. I believe in him, but, I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me. My home is burned down. And,
All right, we're going to get to, because I know therapeutically, and I talked with a Sandy Blaine, who is a lady, she is a therapist that you were working with.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have come up with the 5 points... that people should know about the recent fire losses. And I want to get into those before we take a break. I want to give our number out, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Vernon Dozier. His home burned to the ground in the Carter Ranch fire last week. And he is saying that coming over with coffee and donuts, if you're a neighbor and your home didn't burn down, or if you're a neighbor and your home didn't get blown over in the tornado or whatever, and you go over to somebody's house whose home did burn down, don't do it, because it's like you're rubbing your good luck in their faces. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, you worked with Dr. Blaine on what you call 4 points about the recent fire losses, right?
That is correct, sir, and I wrote most of them.
All right, number one, you are asking people, if you didn't lose your home in the fire, to not make direct eye contact with anyone who did. You say they're risking a beating.
That is correct.
Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it needs any explaining. If you swing into your driveway in your Jaguar or your BMW, you know, and you swing across the street is your neighbor whose home is burnt to the ground, don't you dare make eye contact with me, because I'll come over and I'll turn that BMW into, before your very eyes, and in a very quick moment, in a very quick time, I will turn it into just a variety of metal parts. Now, that's you know...
All right, okay, so that's a violent response.
No, sir, it is not a violent response. I'm trying to tell...
Well, you're telling people if they make eye contact with you, you'll tear their car apart. All right, what's number two?
Number two is, don't offer clothing or coffee or orange juice or blankets just because you want to know what it felt like to be a sucker.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Don't offer clothing or coffee or orange juice or blankets just because you want to know what it felt like to be a settler in the Old West coming upon an impoverished Indian tribe. We're not impoverished Indians. I'm not an Indian. I'm a white man. and my home got burned down. But all of these neighbors want to corral with blankets and say, here, here's some for the woman. And the, like I'm a god, like I'm an Indian.
Are you racist, sir?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, you say the term Indian like it is a something odious.
I'm not an Indian to be treated like an Indian on an Indian reservation. My neighbors are coming around saying, they might as well say, have you been inoculated for the smallpox? Are your people okay? It'll be a long winter. Listen, Jack, I got my own F-150 truck, okay? I haul more ass in that thing.
All right, let me take some phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Gene. Hi, Gene. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Mr. Vernon Dozier.
I was just listening to what Mr. Dozier was saying. He said he went to church all the time. He worked with children. He did this, that,
yes,
and the other.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a church-going man.
But I don't think he's a Christian in any way whatsoever to do his neighbors like that. They couldn't have it because his house burned and theirs didn't.
Ma'am,
I think you ought to be ashamed of self.
What am I doing to them? They're doing
you're
it to me.
They're not doing anything to you. They're trying to help you. They feel terrible that your home burned. Then if you'd have that kind of an attitude,
how do you know
I think it's terrible.
Ma'am, they come over and they
no,
bring
they were
over,
not trying to rub it
they,
in your face.
They bring me a tarp. They might as well come over with a tarp and say, build yourself a teepee.
We're supposed to help each other in trouble.
Well, ma'am, that's
we're
true.
We're supposed to help each other.
That is true, Gene.
Well, but wait a minute, Mr. Henry.
I'd be ashamed, now, sir, to have that attitude.
Ma'am, it's true that we're supposed to help each other in trouble. But you don't sit on a man's face and rub it in it. You know,
no,
rub it
they
right
didn't.
In the face.
That was
do
not their attitude.
Do you use that kind of an analogy with this lady?
What?
If their home burned, wouldn't you take them something and try to help them?
I wouldn't go over there and walk around going, my house ain't burned.
Were they doing that?
Well, no,
they were as shocked as you were.
There was a horrible fire, and there were many people who were displaced.
Well, of course it was.
Well,
it was terrible.
Gene, you never, ever...
The whole time that fire was going on, I prayed for the people
you
up there.
Never, ever park your ass in a man's face, rub it...
Okay, don't use that kind of an analogy on my show, please.
If I were you, I'd be ashamed. Those people were... They felt awful that the people, other people lost their homes.
Ma'am, I can tell you, if some woman saunters over to my house in her capri pants and her sad sack face, I would stick those tarts right up her rosy red nose.
You are not a Christian.
Ma'am,
you are not a Christian.
I go to church, and I give money and all of that. Hello? She hung up. See, that's just like the... I bet you she'd come over. Oh, man, I can't wait for her to come over with a plate full of those Rice Krispies. Oh, I mean, I am telling you.
Look, at the lady made a point. We help our neighbors. Don't we help our neighbors? Don't we?
You want to help me? Just keep your... And those Ice Krispie squares, those rice... Somebody came over those. I'm standing there in the middle of a burned-out home. A dead animal somewhere in the ashes. And someone came over and said, do you want some Rice Krispie squares?
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. I have to take a break. Mr. Vernon Dozier is with us. His home burned in the Carter Ranch fire last week. So many people lost their homes, and this man is saying the last thing he wants is for his neighbors who didn't lose their homes. He doesn't want them coming around with orange juice, coffee, and Rice Krispie squares, rubbing his face in their good fortune. He just assumed they turn around and not even make eye contact with him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You were telling me, I'm talking with Vernon Dozier, one of many Californians who lost their home last week. You were telling me, what's the particularly maddening thing?
Well, the thing that they do, these people whose homes didn't burn down, and our homes did burn down, and my wife and I are shoveling ash into a wheelbarrow, we're trying to find pictures, and meanwhile I can hear them in there, and it'll be about 4 o'clock on a Sunday night, and I can smell, you know, pot roast, and I can hear... The NFL Fox Sunday, which I always enjoyed, Terry Bradshaw and all of them, and I can hear the men laughing and ha-ha, and they're slapping their knees and having fun. And meanwhile, we're rooting in a pile of ashes to find our wedding ring. And then they come over and ask me if I need to use their phone to make some calls. Well, let me tell you what, they can piss off because God ain't watching. You know, maybe if God is watching, then I'll do them a favor and I'll use their phone.
Is it possible these people are doing something because they really want to?
If they really wanted to, then they wouldn't be showing off how their house still works, how it ain't all burned up.
Because the guy's watching football on Sunday afternoon?
And he's all, ha, ha, you know. And I saw him walking into his house. He was carrying, it must have been a 24-pack of Heineken. They also had two big bags of them Lay's baked chips. Jesus.
All right, let me go over here to Diane, I think. Diane, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to give this man some advice, because I have been where he is. I have lost everything I own.
In a fire?
And I am raised Catholic, and I'm going to tell you what, the Lord never puts more on you than you can handle.
Oh, don't give me that. Don't give me that, because the other people didn't get their home burned down, lady. No, the other people didn't get... Don't give me that whole neighbor thing.
I would crawl up. You know what? You ain't no Christian.
Oh, yeah?
You are far from Christian, buddy.
Neither are you. You can't judge. Jesus said don't judge.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I got you too, buddy.
I got you.
I got
Jesus
you
said, "Don't judge." I got you.
Something.
You're burning in hell.
Shut up and listen.
You just told me to shut up. That ain't Christian either.
I help you get through a hard time. I've been where you are. I've lost everything I've owned.
In a fire?
Stuff that can't be replaced.
In a fire?
I've lost.
No, she didn't. Not in a fire.
I've lost family. I've lost animals.
Wait a minute. Diane, did you lose your stuff in a fire? Hello, did you lose your stuff in a fire?
I lost my stuff in a hurricane.
In a hurricane. That's what you were saying, Mr. Dozier.
A fire.
Okay, and did people come around? All right, did people come around like a pain in the ass and say, you want some orange juice?
My neighbor was supportive of me and helped me get through a hard time where I wanted to crawl up and die.
What did they do?
Because I lost stuff that I couldn't replace.
What did they do?
They brought me food. They helped me get clothing. They helped me get furniture. They were there for me. They gave me anything I needed. They offered a roof over my head. They gave me anything I want. And if it weren't for my neighbors, I would have crawled up in a corner and
died. And you know why they did that? Because they want to make themselves feel superior to you.
That's
and
not
so
true.
After
that
they gave you the
yes, ma'am. True, buddy.
After they
no,
gave you the clothes,
not.
Then they go home and talk about, that poor Diane, what a pathetic mess
that
she
is.
Is
not
and,
true.
And let's go to church and tell
like
the preacher what we've done.
A little while ago, the people who didn't lose their stuff, they're not laughing at you because you did. They feel bad. You know, they didn't lose their stuff. They have no control over this fire.
Your neighbor was laughing at the fact. Guess what?
They didn't ask for God to burn your house down.
Ma'am, when you took those clothes, your neighbors were laughing, saying, look at Diane, she's wearing something I threw away 3 years ago.
No, they weren't, because I'm going to tell you
right
now.
Okay.
Those neighbors and I are still friends.
As long as they're taking care of you.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, they think you're the white trash down the street.
Come on, there's no need to start calling people names, all right?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what the neighbors think of her.
All right, listen, Diane.
That is so not true. And if anybody's the white trash, it's you talking to your neighbors the way you are.
All right, listen, Diane, thank you very much. Good point and good perspective. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Can we get our guests to quit belching on the air? Because I'd really appreciate that a lot. His name is Vernon Dozier. You would think that the man would appreciate the kindness of his neighbors coming over after his home burned to the ground last week. But instead, he is resentful of them. He says, don't make eye contact with them. And if you come over with orange juice, as one neighbor did, she came over with orange juice and coffee on a tray. He took the tray, walked it back across the street to her house, and threw it into one of her garbage cans. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over.
Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Bill Henry.
All right, I'm talking with Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier, your home burned down last week. The fires were terrible in California. You forced a confrontation with a neighbor. You went out and bought a bag of marshmallows and gave it to him. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know, I said to him, next time you watch my home burn, why don't you have yourself a good time? You know, this guy is, I'll tell you something right now. I'm speechless at the way some people want to sit around and watch your home burn like they're watching, like they're at the Universal Amphitheater watching a Elton John reunion tour or something, you know, just sitting there like old people rocking back and forth and watching a home burn to the ground. Jesus H.
All right, 1-800, I can't talk you out of this stuff. 1-800-449.
Well, you couldn't talk me out of it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Where are we going here? Let's go to Rick. Yes, Rick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, I'd like to say that you're totally ludicrous. These people have opened their hearts, opened their minds, you know, and we've had people out here with devastating tornadoes.
Well, that's the worst. People come around and try to feel superior.
Oh, they're not feeling superior. They're feeling Christian. And you need to quit being so self-centered and so materialistic that you think that that house is the only thing that anybody's worried about.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know,
it's easy for you to say when you got your own house, sir.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, well, we didn't have when we lost to do a tornado.
And I'll tell you something.
Our neighbors came out, the whole town came out and helped the people that lost everything. So don't tell me anything. And those houses didn't mean a damn thing to
I can't hear you.
Can you turn him up? I can't hear this guy. All right, sir, thank you very much. Your car phone is not too good. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Vernon Dozier, lost his home in the fires last week. The guy made a point, and Jared, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, the guy made a point, Mr. Dozier, about being materialistic.
Hey, wait. You're calling me materialistic. They're coming over to my house with banana bread, and the only thing that didn't burn in my house, by the way, was the wishing well I had out in the backyard. And I dragged that thing over to that lion whore that lives across the street, and I set it on fire in her driveway, and I said, there, it's all gone now. You happy?
That lying whore.
That's right. That's exactly...
This is a woman that brought over banana bread, orange juice, and coffee, and she's a whore?
That's exactly... You're not going to make me feel guilty either for saying it, Mr. Henry, so don't keep repeating it over and over again. I said it, and I believe it.
Jared, go ahead.
Is this guy for real?
I mean, I can't believe you would call a neighbor who wanted...
Look, until your home burns to the ground, my friend, don't start judging me. Until you're sifted through the ashes, don't start judging me.
That's what you've been doing since you've been on the air, is judging other people. Who are you talking about?
Who am I speaking with?
This is one of my callers.
You're who, Jared?
That's right.
Like that pain in the ass in the subway commercials?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, at least he's helping people, not like you.
Oh, he's helping people, huh?
That's right.
He got fat to help people?
That's right.
Are you saying anything else besides that's right? I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to take one of your eyes out with a gun.
Okay, look it, man. If you're angry, you're angry.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Seriously.
Oh, good. You got a question for me, huh? Okay,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's two plus two? Four.
You're upset about people coming over and helping you. Now...
Take you 40 minutes to figure that one out.
Are you going to let me finish?
Well, you're asking me a question that you didn't have to listen 40 minutes to get the answer to. Jesus.
So you're pissed off that people are watching NFL football. What do you want them to do? Would you rather them call the electric company and have their lights turned out? Or what do you want them to do?
I'd like them to get the hell out of there while I'm cleaning up my house and quit rubbing my face in it. That's all. Because as long as I can smell pot roast, I can smell...
Do you expect the world to stop?
Who is this man, Mr. Henry?
His name is Jared. He's a caller.
I don't
are you not to, listening, or you
I,
can't
no,
hear yourself?
No, it's just I don't want to talk to you anymore, because if I keep talking to you, I'm going to want to find you. And if I want to find you, then that boy.
Look, you got to answer the man's questions.
Can I ask a question? Is this Tony Robbins?
No, it's your dad.
You know what? You sound like Tony Robbins. I don't need a pep talk, Jared, okay?
Hello? Well, he hung up, and he called you your dad.
I heard him.
He's your dad.
I heard him.
Here is Janine. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Janine.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, it just reminded me about 30 years ago, our house burned down when I was a kid.
Sucks, doesn't it?
and I was about 18 years old. And the people would come over and help us. There was some stuff left. It was basically gutted. But the neighbors would come over and help us clean up our stuff. I don't know. Maybe you don't want people to help you sift through the ashes. We had people help us do that.
Do you have a cat in the car, ma'am? Because it sounds like there's a cat meowing.
Yes, he is. He doesn't like traveling.
Question for you, Janine. How did your home burn down, if you don't mind me asking you, ma'am?
My mother turned the stove off, and it shorted when she left.
All right. See, this is the thing. Our home burned down through no fault of my own. Your home burned down because, God bless her, your mother was a little stupid. And so what we have here are two different situations. Our home
burned down. Our house burned down. They're the same thing.
No, no. Your home burned down. You deserved it. You deserved it. My home, I didn't.
Somebody turned the stove off.
Wait a minute. What do you mean she deserved it? You guys are, the lady's trying to commiserate with you. She's trying to...
You don't have to use the big words, Mr. Henry, and you don't need to talk down to me.
I'm not using a big word. The lady's calling in to have sympathy, to have some empathy with you.
Her home burned down because someone was an idiot. My home burned down...
Because someone was an idiot. Somebody started a fire.
But my mom didn't do it. She turned the stove off.
See, and that started the fire.
But that doesn't mean she's an idiot.
Well, how come she had
this?
Why'd she turn the stove off?
Because she was leaving.
She wanted
to. What are you supposed to do? It would have been smarter to leave the stove on and leave.
Well, it was going to burn either way.
Maybe not. No, it shorted. I mean, things happen. People start fires. Thunder happens.
It was going to burn either way.
Well, what are you laughing at?
I think what you said is so stupid. So, Janine, the neighbors came around and helped you, and this is the thing that we want out of life, isn't it? We want to have neighborhoods and people involved in our lives that are genuine like that. Isn't it true?
She doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. She's stunned.
I don't think you can judge people because they come and help you. You can't assume they have bad feelings.
You're right, Janine. You shouldn't, but I do. And I'll tell you this much. Someone comes over to my house with banana bread again. Did your neighbors bring you banana bread? Because nothing will bring out a violent rage like that. Did you get any banana bread?
I don't remember getting banana bread.
Well, this lady, you got underwear?
Did
the guy walk over with it on his head?
No, it was a family we didn't even hardly know. She was the girl that gave it to me, was a year younger than me in school. And, I mean, I didn't have any underwear.
Well, can I ask you, did they have the decency to wash it first?
No, I really can't remember.
What are these questions, man?
Because she's telling me her neighbor came over with a pair of underwear on his head to give to her.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, she most certainly did.
No, you said that.
And by the way, Janine, nice that they gave you the underwear. By the way, how are the herpes? Yeah, see, these are the things we don't...
All right,
And you call yourself a Christian?
Yeah, no kidding.
How can you take filthy underwear from a neighbor? I bet it looked nice on you. What color was the underwear?
I didn't say that. You did, and you assumed it came from a guy.
Yeah,
I said it came from a girl that was a year younger than me.
No, ma'am, I didn't say it didn't come from the girl. I said it was delivered to you by a guy wearing them on his head.
You did.
Well, I thought you did.
No, she didn't say that at all. She didn't say the guy came over with him on his head.
I bet you said the girl's father came over with his daughter's underwear on his head.
Younger.
Were they a thong or granny panties or what?
Never mind. Janine, thank you very much for your call.
Oh, yeah, all the fun that you get to you hung up, you bastard.
Why don't you go back over to your house that's burned down, man, and start sifting through some ashes and see if you can't do something constructive besides bitching at your neighbors. Are you going to rebuild?
Rebuild what?
The house.
Oh. I don't know. I never liked the neighborhood. No, probably not. We're going to move back east. I want to go to North Carolina and find out where that Diane is. She sounds sweet. Or wherever that gal was where they're giving out the underwear on some guy's head. Can I get another Johnny over here, too? Johnny Black? But a lot of the people that I've been talking to, Phil, are feeling the same way. They want to get out. Hey, Light Touch, I sent another Johnny Black. A lot of the people...
Aren't you a little preoccupied?
No, I'm not preoccupied. I'm having a good time. A lot of the people in our neighborhoods, Phil, thank you very much, they're sick of it, and they want to get the hell out. We live in a fire country. We can't take it. Can I get a match, too? You know, do something, will you? And next time, put some booze in the drink. That'd be a real nice change of pace for this joint. So all of the...
Get out of here.